witness. He did get it before he called it with about 2 seconds. No one could hear with all the noise. And feel bad for their team because not really, but you know, they all felt it. You know, like they got it off and it was good. But he clearly did blow the whistle. You know, just icing works. But I think more than anything, it just shows you that you got to keep fighting to the end. On the next one that he missed, Drake Bly came free. And you know, I know from talking to kickers, they feel those things. And sure enough, he pushed it the opposite side that Drake came, and so game of inches. And when you keep playing hard, good things happen.
Can you ask for a better encore in the last week?
Yeah, I mean, I could ask. When it was 17-3, I would have liked 31-3. But to their credit, they're playing together. And you know, lots of times in the old days, you got the Raiders down, they kind of wilt. They didn't wilt at all. And, you know, kind of a freak play on the batted ball touchdown, and they got right back in it. The safety, you know, they made some plays, but we kept fighting. And, you know, the neat thing about this year's team in the past, we, you know, you had a feeling you knew what we had. This year, you know, we can be darn good, but we haven't scratched the surface of how good we can be. And when we kind of figure that out, I think, you know, when next time it's 17-3, we'll make it a 31-3 game. But the bottom line is you're getting wins, and we're showing we take it down to the wire, but we're getting it done.
John, no complacency at all. You're up 17-3. We all think the game's over. Yeah. You guys are playing it.
I don't think complacency. I think, you know, a little momentum shift, certainly. But you got to be able to answer that, answer the call there. They made the one big play on the slant to go to Porter. And then, you know, the batted ball, the onside kick. They just kind of had a swing of plays right there. But you got to be able to answer that. I don't think we did that well enough. But ultimately, as I said, we kept playing, got it into overtime, and then you know, good things happened.
Dre kind of proves don't go back at him again with an interception.
Yeah, you know, Dre is a he's a guy who's shown just an ability to make big plays, and you know, at some point during the game, he's gonna make it. So, you know, it's a great thing, you know, with corners like we have, is that, and you may get them once, but you're not gonna get them over and over.
It's close. Whose pick was better, Dre's or Marcus's? Huh?
You know, unfortunately, I didn't see Marcus's.
You helped create it, actually.
I helped create it. You know, that's a great job coaching by Bob Sloat. You know, we'd gone over that same particular play, and I was just waiting. In practice, I was always coming up a little, you know, 4 yards away, and so I thought it was going to be a hit. And sure enough, I got there a little. When I get that adrenaline, I'm a little faster, and got there a little early. If I had turned, my teammates were saying, "What's the matter? You don't like interceptions?" But that's all right. And you know, that's another neat thing. We're getting great contributions from our young guys, particularly on the D line with Marcus and Jarvis, and Elvis continuing to play like Simeon Rice. I mean, it's got a great thing going there.
Thanks, John. John, it seems like you guys got some pretty good hits on their running backs in the beginning of the game, but it seems like they're still pretty strong at the end of the game.
You know, it's pro football. You know, you can tattoo these guys, but they're going to keep running. You just look at our guy, Travis Henry. It's the fun thing watching him. He gets stronger as the game goes on. Lamont Jordan is a load, and he's a guy who last year you kind of felt like his spirit was broken. He wasn't running like the guy we knew, and he's back, and he ran hard.
This year with Elvis, did you guys ever expect, when he came in as a fourth round draft pick and everybody says, oh, he's too small, did you ever expect he'd get to the point where he did now?
You know, I'm kind of a guy who favors production over, you know, measurables, and every time I watch the kid play, I remember watching a college game where he had 8 sacks or whatever, you know, so I like the pick, and it's proven to be a good one. You know, I think our D-line's going to continue to improve. I've played with Simeon Rice a lot, and he's just getting going. As soon as they give him some more snaps, he'll start wreaking havoc. And so it's just, we got a good thing going. Jarvis kind of coming alive. John Engelberger's playing great, and, you know, the guys inside are doing a nice job.
John, that had to be the best timeout you've ever seen called.
You know, I was right there with Mike, and I clearly heard Mike tell Mr. Clearly. Boston. No, he told him in advance, I'm going to call the timeout, but I, you know, as I said, I was do it already. You know, it was going right down the wire, and he got it with 2 seconds. He did blow the whistle, but no one could hear him. It was so loud. But he liked taking it down the last second, I guess.